Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Producer Jessica and her husband Jeff Hamby, they work here together. They also say the secret to loving their life is having separate Amazon accounts, even though that means they both have to pay separate Amazon accounts, even though they're married in the same home. If you're asking why, so are we. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning, 103.7 KSON. And thankfully, Jessica's husband, Hamby, does work with us. They're both here.
You guys sharing a mic? Who's sharing a mic?
He can come share mine, I guess. We'll share a mic, but we won't share our Amazon account.
That's hilarious. I will not share a checking account with my husband. It's because we balance things different. Oh my gosh, he forgot to tell me something, and it drives me nuts. But Jess, you shocked me by letting me know, and John, you might be surprised at this. Her and Jeff don't have the same Amazon Prime account. They're married. They live in the same household, but they insist on keeping separate Amazon Prime. So they're paying for it twice.
I understand financially why you would have a joint check, why you wouldn't want to have a joint checking account. I don't understand why you would not want to have a joint Prime account when you are paying twice the fees. Explain. Don't you have a child to raise?
I know
we don't pay you anything.
It's funny because we started talking about this the other night. We were talking about Amazon, and you could share now accounts or something like that. And we were talking about, well, why don't we just get one? We usually watch the same stuff. When we buy anything that we want to watch, like a movie that we actually want to have forever, we usually buy it on mine.
So you're not arguing for your cause right now. You're arguing against your cause right now.
Well, that was the conversation why. But then we started talking about it and realized, no, we don't want to share our Amazon account. We like having our own because he has stuff through his Amazon account that he likes, and I have stuff through my Amazon account that I like. So we don't want to merge those things. I like to have my Stars. I pay, you know, a couple extra bucks a month for Stars.
Stars Network. The Stars Network. You buy that through your Amazon Prime, Amazon Video portion.
Correct.
Understood. So Jeff might want, like, HBO.
And he's got comics attached to it, so he doesn't want to get rid of his because he's got a comic thing that
Amazon also owns Comixology, and it's digital comic books. I read comic books on there.
Right.
I've been buying them through there. The other thing that she's not pointing out, too, is we, you know, as adults, we've both had, like, an iTunes account. We've both had an Amazon account.
Yeah.
So the Amazon right now would be, like, equivalent of, like, trying to merge or choose an iTunes account. And it's like, well, no, I have years of things I've bought.
Right.
Only accessible digitally through this account. But I only brought it up because I thought I could share her. It was a benefits sharing situation for me. I was like, why don't we share? That way I can get access to Stars. And
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? That was literally the only thing I thought about. But
that makes sense.
Well, but I also think it makes sense too, Jeff, what you're saying. And when you said the iTunes, that totally made it for me. I don't want to shift through somebody else's stuff when I know my own thing.
Because we have years of purchases.
Years. So now I get it.
Here's the other reason.
I get it just for music. Far as the comic books and stuff, I'm devastated by how nerdy you both are.
Well, and here's the other thing too. If we share accounts, then we'll see what each other's buying. And I don't want him to see how much money I'm spending on stuff. And I don't want to see how much money he's spending on comic books.
Oh, this is a whole different...
That gets into a whole new thing.
That was actually the only reason why I've kept mine separate. Because I've always wanted Prime shipping. But I used to be able to buy her something and she not know it.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Because we both shop online. My Twitch is connected to that. I have my Twitch Prime. She doesn't do that.
Just
little different things that we both have.
No. What's Twitch?
What Twitch like this. That's a Twitch. No?
That's the video game service.
Oh.
They also own that. Yeah.
You know what? I know that. My son actually. All right, guys. Well, I mean, a lot of your things make sense. No? So I'm glad that you explained it to us.
Thank you, Jeff. As Jeff leaves, I need to ask a very personal question to Jessica. How much does he spend a month on comic books?
That's why we don't have an account together, because I don't want to know.
What do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if it was at least 100.
That's his thing, though.
I know.
Somebody else could spend $100 on music or $100 on anything.
Jessica asked a really good question. at least when you buy books and they're actual books, you can give them to people and they can share the. You can't really
do
give.
Do they not collect comics? Do people not collect them?
But digital?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, they do collect them. But, I mean, digital comic books, you don't collect them. You just watch them on your screen, right?
Right. And you go through them once and then you're
done. And then you're done.
Are you done with them? See, I mean, read books over and over again.
Books, yes, but comics?
Oh, you guys are so judgy.
And I'm a comic person.
Well, we're not judgy.
You guys are so judgy.
I just like
judgy.
Making fun of the Nerd House. That's all. 833's got Twitch and comic book. 833-287-1037. What will you flat out not share with your partner?
Yep.
I mean, Jess says it's a secret to her happy marriage, not knowing how much Jeff spends on those dumb comic books.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're not judging.
They're not judging.
Wow. I'm just playing. Come on.
Wow. I won't share a checking account with my husband. What won't you share with your significant other? It's like, nope, we just got to keep it separate. That's the only way it works.
It's the secret to your love and your successful relationship. 833-287-1037. Tim is at Camp Pendleton. Tim, is there something you just flat out won't share with your spouse?
So I did the same thing in a way with the Amazon account. Me and my wife have our separate accounts, but we do this, it's a family Prime. So I still get the whole Prime deals and the shipping and all that stuff, but she doesn't see what I spend, and I don't see what she spends unless we get on each other's accounts.
So you can separate it. You can have separate things like Netflix, but yet you all just pay the one price then for the Prime and everything.
So, yes, we pay the one for the Prime, and then, like, she can't see what I buy.
Oh, okay.
Hear that, Jess?
Yeah, but then one of us has to give up our stuff. I don't want to give up mine.
You have to give up your stuff.
I don't want to give up my account, because I've bought a ton of movies on my Amazon account.
Can you merge things, Tim?
You know, honestly, I haven't.
I don't think so.
All right.
Well, there you go. So, the same thing. You won't share Amazon. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing, Tim.
Tony is in San Marcos. How about you, Tony? What will you flat out not share with your spouse?
Well, it's not that I won't share. It's the fact that that Amazon account, when you have a sharing account, it actually doesn't allow the other person to see what you purchase.
That's the second time we've heard that now.
Okay. Now, but if you had a long-time account, could you merge them?
Well, you get to keep your own account. All you're doing is sharing the Amazon Prime benefits that you have.
So, as far as I see, you guys are just, you're spending too much money. You don't need to do that.
Oh, we spend too much money.
What kind of responsible parent are you for crying out loud?
Yeah.
Poor Walt. He's sleeping in a drawer. Walt's not really sleeping in a drawer. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Take care. Patricia is in Chula Vista. What's up, Patricia?
Hey, I was calling to tell you guys because y'all are doing a thing about sharing. So I've never shared a drink with my husband or my kids, anybody.
Really?
And all these years I've been married to him, and he still will ask for a drink of my drink.
How many years have you been married?
15 years.
And now, and you never have done it, and he still asks, does he do it just to get on your nerves?
I don't know why he does. I'm like, you know, I'm not giving you any. Buy your own drink.
So is it a health thing, like a sanitary thing for you? Or is it like, no, this is mine. Go get yours.
No, it's, you know, shared drinks and silverware and that kind of stuff.
My daughter, Julia, if you touch her spoon and eat something like her sorbet, you are going to get a death look, and she's going to get another spoon.
Wow,
she's
so
just
funny.
Like, do not do that. That's the grossest thing ever. So, all right, thanks for the call. Do not take her drink. Do not sip her drink.
Right.
15 years of marriage. Right. Don't touch my drink.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.